Biden, I first started telling Israel to restrain itself right after 10/7. By Ian Hanchett on January 16, 2025. During an interview with MSNBC aired on Thursday's broadcast of The Last Word, President Joe Biden stated that he first started trying to tell Israel to restrain its campaign against Hamas to lessen civilian casualties when he went to Israel a few days after the October 7 attack. Biden said, relevant remarks begin around 40:25, that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was going after me for saying you can't indiscriminately bomb civilian areas, even if the bad guys are there. Even if the bad guys there, you can't take out 2, 10, 12, 1,500 people, innocent people in order to get the one bad guy. And he made the legitimate argument, his perspective. He said, look, there are the guys that kill my people. These are the guys that are all over in these tunnels. Nobody had any idea the miles of tunnels that are down there. It's amazing what they built. And they're sometimes 200 feet under the ground. The only way to get to them is to take out the places where they were, under which they got to the tunnels. And so, that's the first time I had, the discussion about bombing civilian areas was when I went over after the massacre that occurred. Host Lawrence O'Donnell then asked, so, on that first trip, 10, 11 days after October 7, you already raised the issues of how to get to a ceasefire? Biden answered, well, not a ceasefire, how to prevent innocent death. And then I pushed really, really hard for more humanitarian aid to go in and ways to get it in. And Bibi, look, in fairness to Bibi, he's got a tough coalition too, man. He's got the most conservative cabinet of any Israeli prime minister ever. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.